What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Guys, it's time for another mailbag. Got some questions from you guys. Some interesting questions. Most of these questions are including Saquon Barkley, coordinator developing, and more. So, guys, let's get right into this mailbag. So here we go. New York Giants players may have a few weeks off for the summer, but that doesn't mean we're taking a break. Let's open up this mailbag and answer some questions. All right, here we go. First question came from Bruce R. Bruce, you're asking, have you heard anything from Wink or others how the Giants are planning to defend the Eagles' rugby scrum quarterback sneak formation? The Eagles seem to have success against everyone in short yardage using this formation. I also wonder if you think other teams will use a similar tactic. Well, Bruce, that has not been a topic on conversation during the brief time. I was hearing from defensive coordinator Wink Martindale, and if and when it gets axed, I'm reasonably sure the Giants will, I'm pretty sure there'll be reports about the Giants, giving precisely zero details. I'm honestly not sure there is anything specific that a defense can do. As for either other teams will do it, of course they will. It's a copycat league and everybody borrows, steals, copies things. Other teams do that work. You didn't ask, but I want to play the outlawed. It's not football. In fact, I want all the pushing the ball carrier outlawed. I think it's silly and dangerous, and it's not going to get outlawed until some helpless defensive back gets his leg snapped in half when a 330-pound offensive lineman running at full speed blasts into a ball carrier's back, hurdles him forward, and buries the defensive back in the ground. So, interesting question. The next one. Next question came from Marty Allen. Marty, you're asking, given other teams' prior interest in hiring both the Giants' offensive and defensive coordinators as head coaches, is the team devoting any effort to training any of the position coaches to take over the coordinator jobs? If the answer is yes, which position coaches do you think are being trained, and who does the training? Just the head coach or the coordinators themselves? Well, Marty, that's not how it works. There is no specific coordinator training, just like there isn't any specific head coaching training. People do their jobs as position coaches. They learn from the coaches they work. They gain experience. If they are good at what they do, they get opportunities at promotions, or at least they should get those opportunities. You know, I'll also say teams hire the best assistant coaches they can. And some of those position coaches may already have coordinator experience. On offense, Giants wide receiver coach Mike Rowe was offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. Out by Doug Peterson called plays. Quarterbacks coach Shea Tierney interviewed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this offseason for the coordinator job. So he's a potential riser and a name to watch as a possible Mike Kafka replacement. On defense, outside linebackers coach Drew Wilkins has been with Wink Martindale for many years and is highly thought of. Wilkins, though, will likely go with Martindale. Of the latter, got a head coaching job. Defensive backs coach Jerome Henderson has done that job well for a long time and is probably deserving of an opportunity to be a coordinator. Teams also keep lists of rising coaches or guys that would be interested in bringing to their staffs. when they have openings. So GM Joe Shane, general manager Joe Shane, is well aware of who is out there and probably has a list of a half dozen or more people he would consider for each job. So that's all I gotta say. But great question. Next question is coming from Jerry Panza. Jerry, you're asking, Justin, I know it's time for you addressing the Saquon drama. Do you think he is a self-important player as of late? I like Saquon and I want him to remain a Giant, but all I hear is him spouting off about me all the time. He says he wants to be a Giant for life, but in all the articles where he is talking, I have never heard him say anything close to wanting to help the Giants become a consistent playoff caliber team. He whines as much as Prince Harry. Well, Jerry, look it. I think you're being unfair to Barkley here. I don't know where spouting off about me comes from. Look at this guy has spoken to media once this offseason. The topic was his contract. So of course he was going to talk about himself. I think you're falling into the idea of painting him as a selfish or, in his words, greedy player who just cares about getting paid. I know how this guy is. You know, I've watched this guy ever since he was in Penn State, even though I'm a Buckeyes fan. You know, I watched some highlights, you know. Hearing about this guy and the Giant, you know, I'm a Giants fan, you know, just seeing how his actions are with the, Saquon Barkley in this organization for the last several years, I just don't think that is true at all, you know. Like 30, 40 minutes ago, this guy, all he wants is respect. That's all he wants. You know, he's not trying to break the running back market. He's not trying to become the highest paid running back. He just wants respect. And the reason why I think that is because a lot of people kept on throwing jabs at him because he kept on getting hurt. You know, he tore his ACL. You know, I think that was his first year. I think it was his second or third year he tore his ACL. I think it was his second year. And then his second year he missed the entire season. And his third year he tore his ACL and he was out. And he also messed up his ankle, you know. And I just don't think if Saquon goes in free agency, I just have a scary feeling he's going to end up like a Le'Veon Bell. He's gonna end up like a Todd Gurley. Not saying that he's one of those running backs, because I don't think he is. You know, I'm not trying to disrespect Todd Gurley. I'm not trying to disrespect Le'Veon Bell. I think those guys were really good running backs, but look what happened. They asked for too much money, and look what happened. When Todd Gurley was a rookie. He was a monster, but ever since his rookie contract, he wanted to get overpaid, and look what happened. He ended up getting hurt, and the Rams got rid of him, and look at him now. You know, same thing with Le'Veon Bell. So, I think Saquon, he's a smart person. I think Saquon knows. I think Saquon knows the risk of it all when you're a player and you're playing a position that's very useless. You know, I think Saquon knows that no one cares about the running back position anymore because we are in a passing league, you know. So in this particular situation, Saquon matters. He makes this offense go. He makes Daniel Jones a better quarterback. You know, he's a generational talent. You know, So, look, I just don't think that's true at all. Here's what I will say. I do think Saquon is sensitive, maybe too sensitive, to what is written or said about him in the media or on Twitter. People are going to say. Jerry, here's what I'll tell you. People are going to say whatever they are going to say. Either they are well-informed or ill-informed. I know it's not easy because it's everywhere, but he would be better off to tune it out, you know? And that's why I always say, I hope every pro athlete, either you play football, basketball, baseball, hockey, lacrosse, soccer, etc. Don't put your mind on social media, because social media is nothing but a cesspool of dumbassery. That's what it is. Because people, they're gonna say what they want to say, and they just do it to get under your skin, and they try to get you out your mojo, and they try to push you away from what you're supposed to do, you know? And look at those same exact Giants fans who criticize them, they apologize. No, Saquon Barkley, just like what Saquon said in the beginning of last year's offseason. All those people that criticize me, you guys stay on that side. And look at, they have no choice but to stay on that side. You know? So that's what I have to say. But interesting question. Next question from Donald Poucher. Hopefully I pronounced your last name right. Donald, you asked, with regard to the roster, is there a standard composition by position? For example, how many players do you keep for each position? Of course, each individual team will have exceptions based on their players. But do most teams look to carry 9 offensive linemen and 6 wide receivers on defense? Would 6 inside defensive linemen be unusual? What about 8 wide receivers? What about 5? What about safety versus cornerback? I'm just wondering how unusual the Giants roster. I'm just wondering how unusual the Giants roster be, especially with Wink's use of players. Well, Donald, I'm not sure there's a standard roster configuration. I think it depends on the players you have, their positional flexibility, and how the coaching staff intends to employ them. You know, like, will the Giants keep 2 quarterbacks, or will they go to 3 with the new emergency quarterback rule? They kept 7 wide receivers last season, which is more than normal because they didn't want to cut Darius Slayton. Good idea. I have seen years where they started the season with 8 or 9 linebackers. They might keep 8 offensive linemen, or maybe they keep 10. I have seen the Giants keep 3 safeties. I've also seen them keep 5 safeties. The number of safeties or cornerbacks might depend on how many of those players have the flexibility to be comfortable in either spot. You know, sometimes roster configurations qualify as unusual. Sure. What I'm trying to say is this, teams look to keep the best rosters they can. There are plenty of times they look heavy at some positions and light at others, especially starting a season. Rosters are so fluid throughout the season. The idea is to keep the 53 you feel best about and go from there. Contracts figure into it. Sometimes you might keep a younger player simply because you don't think he will get through waivers. Sometimes you have a couple of injuries that necessitate an extra player at a position to start the year. You know, so look it. I'm sure, look it. All I'm saying is, I'm sure teams have thresholds where they know they need a certain number of players at a given position. And yeah, guys, those are all the questions I have for today's mailbag. I appreciate all the questions you guys have given me. And yeah, appreciate the questions. Yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this mailbag today. Let me know how you guys feel about my answers. Let me know how you guys feel about my answers or opinions. And I'll go right back at you guys. But yeah, that's all I have for you. That's all I have for you guys today. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.